Mix 96.5. Before there was texting or anyone sliding into a DM, there were high school notes.
It's 2019. And the 90s keep getting further away, except on Thursdays when we drive right back into that decade for our high school notes.
Don't you always want to say, like, oh, the 90s were just 10 years ago?
They weren't.
They weren't.
1999 was 20 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
We were going to party like it was 1999.
So to kick off this year, Sarah, we are going to Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
What year are we in?
We're in January of 1996.
96.
Right? My birthday is at the end of the month, so I was preparing to get my license.
Okay.
I had saved enough money to buy a new car, and I was going to buy a new car for my cousin Drew. So high school notes today is between my cousin Drew and myself doing the negotiations for the purchase of my first vehicle, a 1981 gold Volkswagen Scirocco.
Okay. I don't even know what that is.
Imagine like a Volkswagen Rabbit or
I don't know what that is.
Imagine the greatest car of all time.
I'm just thinking of it in
gold.
Yes.
With
it's
brown
glistening.
Interior. Yes.
It's glistening.
It had one windshield wiper that went across the whole windshield.
Okay.
There was a piece of metal that stuck out from the steering wheel that you connected to metal, like on the steering wheel to honk the horn. And it had a hockey puck as a gas cap, and it had 169,000 miles on it. And I was negotiating to get it for the bargain price of
$500. Ooh, that's a steal.
Which in the 90s, that's like $2 million now.
Yeah, kids. Millennials, inflation. All right, so who does who want to be? There's a young Sarah Pepper.
Well, clearly, if there's a negotiation to be done, and it's you doing the negotiating, I have to play you.
You're going to play me. Okay. Yep. So, Lauren, you will be playing my cousin, Drew.
Okay.
All right.
Even though there's a boy and a girl.
Yeah, no, it's perfectly fine.
Doesn't matter.
I feel like Jeff sounds more like me in high school than Lauren does. My voice hadn't...
Don't smoke, kids.
Yeah. It hadn't heightened yet.
Okay.
All right, so it starts off with a letter from my cousin Drew to me.
Sarah, hey, my dad wants to know if you're still interested in buying my Scirocco.
Yes!
He said he just put new brakes on it and didn't know if your mom wanted to wait to see if you passed your driver's test or if you wanted to go ahead and buy it now. See you in algebra, Drew.
Drew, yeah, that's the plan. I have all the money saved, and as soon as I cash in my traveler's checks from our trip over Christmas break, I will have it all. I can write you a check. Can your dad drive it over to my house? It's a stick shift, and my mom can't drive stick, and she won't let me drive it the 1.5 miles from your house to mine. Let me know what your dad says. Sarah.
Sarah. Hey, I called my dad at lunch, and he said he would drive it over to your house. Also, he said that I could take you to the parking lot over at the church to teach you how to drive.
Smart.
He said he would loosen up the clutch a bit so you don't burn it out while learning.
Mm-hmm.
But he said your mom has to agree to all of this before he says okay for sure. Cool? Drew.
We should also mention, Lauren, that Sarah, back then, she's a lot smarter now. Loosen was spelled with only one O.
Loosen,
yeah.
Hence the pause.
Have lossen up.
Yeah. It's handwritten notes,
You're
people.
You're smarter now, though, Sarah.
That's probably
so that's
why I blew the
important.
Clutch out. Because we didn't lossen it up enough.
True. Sounds good. I called my mom at work, but she said to stop calling her at work to talk about this car because she is busy and we can talk about it when I get home from school, but I think she'll say yes. Thanks.
So, my mom did allow me to get the car.
Okay.
Ah.
She did allow me to go over to the parking lot to
cashed
practice.
Cashed in those traveler's checks.
I did, buddy. I had to take them back over to the bank. No transfer fee. So this is the fun day after the first weekend of me trying to learn how to drive a stick shift after buying a car that
you
is a stick
it.
Shift.
You bought it.
And I don't know how to drive a stick
okay.
shift.
Yeah. All right. Sarah. Hey, I talked to my dad, and he said he will come help you next weekend. He said driving a stick shift is really tough, and maybe it would help if he taught you, too. He also...
Oh, said the reason.
He also said the reason.
Again, she's a lot smarter now.
I wrote as fast as I talk back then.
He also said the reason the car shakes so much is that you're lifting off the clutch and not pushing hard enough on the gas, and the reason you are peeling out is because you are pushing on the gas... too fast and off the clutch too slow. He said he will show you Saturday morning, and he was just kidding about wearing a football helmet. You're not that bad, Drew.
He did wear the football helmet.
Yeah.
Oh, Sarah, he did, not you.
No. He wore a football helmet when he came to the church parking lot because he was terrified.
Sarah Pepper in a car. She's not that bad. Should be your catchphrase. All right, final note here. Hey, Drew, thanks. I appreciate it. I'm sure I'll get the hang of it before I get my actual license. Tell your dad thanks.
Spoiler. I didn't. I did not get the hang of the stick shift.
Oh, man. In the snow, too, huh?
And in the snow. And the bad part about it was, is I had to drive my brother to school, right? Mm-hmm. And it was so bad. We live 2.5 miles from school. Mm-hmm. It was so bad that one morning he woke up and he was like, please let me walk to school.
Oh, my gosh.
Please let me walk to school.
I should say, in Sarah's defense, I know the Scirocco because my grandmother had one.
Okay. They were awesome.
The stick shift on it is a really long.
I've seen those.
And that makes it harder to learn on.
In fairness
to Sarah.
Thank you. And it's not a standard stick shift. Like, reverse is down and to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And in defense, the Scirocco wasn't made, I guess, to reverse ever. So when you reversed, it sounded like the DeLorean in Back to the Future getting ready to
take
off.
That's what made it awesome. Yes. What are you
is it beeping?
No.
You peeled out. I was like, and then you felt like you were going to go to 1985. But the insurance on that thing was only like $26 a month.
Good.
To license it, I think they paid me to do it. And my mom knew that I couldn't go very far because it was a piece of junk. Yeah.
But it was gold.
It was gold. Right.
It was Goldfinger.
You know, with brown interior. Not like all of you had the most amazing first car ever. It's not like you guys were driving around in Lamborghinis or Bugattis, okay? Your first car was supposed to be an old junker beater-upper car that you could hit stuff with and learn on. Right?
Yeah, except that's not really the Scirocco.
It was.
Google it. I mean, you look at pictures for yourself. You guys decide.
We're going to tweet out a picture of the Scirocco right now. I will find a gold one on Google, and you guys are going to be totally jealous and be like, ooh, Mom, I wish you would have gotten me a gold Volkswagen Scirocco.
Wait, I just Googled gold Volkswagen Scirocco and said, do you mean just email Sarah Pepper?
She had the only one ever. Well,
there was only one made.
Jeff's grandma probably passed it down to me. She probably had it first.
Painted it gold.
Yeah, and I got it second. Fantastic.